special report, Iran retaliates. Following Iran's response to the death of General Qasem Soleimani, President Trump plans to address the nation at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Iran fired ballistic missiles at Iraqi military bases housing American troops. There were no casualties, but there's speculation the Iranian revenge was planned that way.
There is a growing belief by some people in the administration that Iran might have intentionally missed. And what I mean by that is they believe that they intentionally did not hit areas that are heavily populated with Americans, essentially arguing that they could have, but they chose not to.
There's Caitlin Collins. Democratic Congresswoman Jackie Speier says she's concerned for the safety of U.S. troops in the region.
The president has put them there, and he has consolidated in Iran hatred for the United States.
Again, President Trump will address the nation at 11 a.m. Eastern concerning the escalating tensions in the Middle East. I'm John Trout. Another tragic airline crash for Boeing. A three-year-old Boeing 737-800 operated by Ukraine International Airlines crashed soon after takeoff from Tehran International Airport, killing all 176 people aboard. The tragedy attributed to engine malfunction. Nissan's fugitive ex-boss, Carlos Ghosn from Beirut, described his arrest in Japan, from which he escaped last month, as a plot against him, and his detention conditions as a travesty against human rights.
I'm here to clear my name and to pronounce clearly and emphatically something that was interpreted as a heresy in the Japanese judicial system. These allegations are untrue, and I should have never been arrested in the first place.
Repeating our top story, President Trump plans to address the nation 11 a.m. Eastern Time regarding tensions with Iran. I'm John Trout.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Kokopah Casino and Resort is putting you on the fast track to earning with an all-new rewards club. Now it's even easier to earn gifts and rewards. Getting started is simple. Just drop by the Kokopah Rewards Club and get your new card. If you're not already a member, you'll have the chance to win up to $100 on your day of sign-up. Now you can earn rewards play and points for slots, table games, food purchases, and bingo. Get discounts on dining, entertainment, and more. Fun is just around the corner at Kokopah Casino and Resort, South Highway 95 in Somerton.
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Good food, great steaks, unparalleled service. They go hand in hand at Daybreakers Cafe. Their daily menu offers a wide variety of food choices. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you're sure to enjoy a delicious, hearty meal at Daybreakers Cafe. Try their weekly specials like all-you-can-eat spaghetti Mondays or their famous fish fry on Fridays. Prime rib is served Friday through Sunday, and breakfast is served all day, every day. They're easy to get to just off the I-8 at Frontage Road. Daybreakers Cafe, a Foothills favorite for 14 years.
It's tax time. That means H&R Block offices are open early, late, by appointment, and on weekends. You can even walk in and drop off your forms.
Can I run in?
Sure. Just be safe. There's a lot of furniture. Convenient hours, convenient location. Just another way it's better with Block.
At participating locations only. Hours may vary by location.
This is Janet Rosenow from your locally owned H&R Block offices in the Yuma area, where you always know the price before you begin. Come in today.
Today's Chamber Chatter brought to you by Nationwide Vision Centers, serving Arizona for over 30 years with 85 offices across Arizona. Call 1-800-EYECARE to schedule your next appointment.
Hey, this is Lisa Stofan. Heard the Mark Patrick weight loss hypnosis hype? Well, I attended because my father stopped smoking with hypnosis. Hypnosis eliminated my desire for soda and fast food, made me want to exercise, and I lost 60 pounds in 6 months. My energy level exploded. I went to another session to deal with some other problem foods, and I lost another 10 pounds. In fact, I brought my husband. He lost weight. More important, cholesterol and blood pressure improved. My friend went, and she lost 20 pounds in the first 2 months. So does Mark Patrick hypnosis work? Oh yeah, it works. Nothing has changed my life more. Well, except maybe my husband. He's so proud of me. Makes me cry.
Wow, what a great story. And what are you waiting for? Join Mark Patrick's seminars and lose the weight or stop smoking guaranteed for only $49.99. That's right. Weight loss seminar Thursday, January 16th at the Holiday Inn Express and Suites Hotel in Yuma. Time is 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Registration begins at 5 p.m. Stop smoking seminar starts at 8 p.m. Registration starts at 7:30 p.m.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunny and 71 today, 45 tonight, light breeze. Sunny and 66 tomorrow, 47 tomorrow night. Stronger winds of the northwest at 15. Friday, sunny and windy. Northwest winds at 15 that day. 66 on Friday, 39 on Friday night.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 AM KBLU. In the studio, we have the court-appointed special advocates. We have Sandy Garrison, the CASA coordinator. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
And we have Brooke Adams-Ferguson, who is president of the Yuma Council for CASA. Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning.
So thank you for coming in. I'm a big fan of CASA. I'm a big fan of what you do and how you do it. So, Sandy, if you can kind of explain what the court-appointed special advocates do. What is that?
Okay, we are, I say we because I was a volunteer prior to moving to this position. We are appointed by a judge to work on a case of a child that is in foster care or has been just with an open dependency. The judge wants our outside look. There's always so many people involved in that case with that child that have their interests. And I'm not saying that negatively. I'm just saying they're driven by other things. Our thing is a court report for the judge.
Okay.
That's it. We sit back. We look at all the pieces. We say this is going good for the child. It looks like maybe family reunification is on the horizon. It looks like, you know, guardianship, whatever. And so we provide that outside look. The other thing that's so important is, especially in a community like ours that's smaller, a lot of those people tend to move positions.
Yes.
And the poor child doesn't have consistency. We are that one consistent person. We pledge that when we start a case, when we start with that child, we will be there till it's done. Rather it's 6 months or sometimes 6 years. We will be there so that they're used to that constant adult in their life.
So it's a soft landing for them,
yes.
Somewhat. So are you a bridge to foster care? Are you
kind of the conduit for foster care? Walk me through how that process works.
Actually, the child is already placed in foster care by the time we come in. Very seldom are they not. They're usually already there. And then we go out and we spend time with the child. Of course, we work with the foster parents. Sometimes they may need a little help getting the kid to an activity or something. We just need to be that help. The foster parent is the guardian at the time, but the legal guardian is actually DCS.
Okay.
Department of Children
Services. Right?
Thank you.
Good. I got you.
And so we go out, we visit whatever we need to once or twice a month, more often if there's issues going on. Once they're in foster care, then that's usually when we come into the picture.
It's amazing, the wonderful work you do, and there's not enough people in Yuma County that know what it is that you do. So, Brooke, you're the president of Yuma Council for CASA. What's the difference, and why is there two different organizations working together?
Sure. The CASAs are court-appointed special advocates by the court.
Okay.
They are volunteers. And since they are volunteers with the court, they are not allowed to have financial gain from it.
Got it.
So we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization that will help the children do special activities or get uniforms, whatever they need, for the actual children, because of the funding through the state and all of that has basically dried up.
So. But that's how you work together with the court-appointed special advocates of Yuma County. So the council is not a funding mechanism, but kind of a support mechanism to help if I need a backpack, if I need, clothing. And again, you kind of keep the glue together between the two organizations, because the Yuma Council for CASA is a nonprofit.
Correct.
And Yuma County CASA is part of the court system.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And I will tell you, I just can't celebrate their work enough. Recently, for Christmas, they gave us a substantial amount of money to make sure that every child we had a Christmas stocking. We have a wonderful group in town, the Quilters. They make these beautiful stockings, and then the council gave us funds to stuff those stockings. They've bought some beds, they've bought lots of school supplies, like backpacks and shoes, especially when they want to do extracurricular activities. Foster parents don't always, and if it's not a foster parent, if it's a family member, they don't get as much money either.
Okay.
So trying to put them into a sports or extracurricular is very expensive. And that's when they step in and help out.
So I need sneakers for basketball or cleats for football or soccer, things like that. Yes. You guys step in and take care of that?
Yes.
So how do I help the Yuma Council for CASA? Do you need volunteers? Do you need cash? Just back up the truck with stuff? I mean,
all of the above.
So how do we help you guys?
We are gracious and anything the community is willing to offer. We are a 501c3, so it is a tax deduction.
Okay.
For cash and in-kind donations. They can contact me or send to our P.O. box.
How do we contact you, Brooke?
My phone number is 928-246-3034.
3034. Is there a website or a Facebook page or something like
Yuma
that?
Yuma Council for CASA.
I'm writing. You can't hear that on the radio, but I'm writing.
Our P.O. box is Yuma Council for CASA, P.O. box 903. Yuma, Arizona, 85366.
Getting involved in this, Brooke, what was your first aha moment? It's like, I'm doing this, I'm helping. What was the first thing that really said, yeah, I'm glad I'm doing this? Well, you can't name names, but something had to be inspire you and propel you.
We have a young lady who was in the program before I moved here. And she wanted to go to college. And she did. We have a scholarship. If you've been in any time within the state, you can apply for a scholarship. And we paid for it. And she's still working in her profession.
That is so great.
And now that, you know, she's over 18, so we know who she is and everything. And she's done quite a few different interviews over the years for us. That's awesome.
I want to talk to her at the Scott Bruce concert. We'll talk about that after the break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
Enjoy a thrilling 1950s murder mystery dinner at Quachan Casino Resort. A Dance with Death. Friday, January 31st. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Show starts at 6:30 p.m. Arizona time. When a death on the dance floor makes this prom night foul, it's up to you to figure out who done it and get the dance back on track. Dinner show tickets are only $25 and are on sale now at playqcr.com or at the casino box office.
Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, exclusively offering Hercules tires. A new level of performance and versatility. All weather on and off road strength and durability. More security, more control, more stability. Longer lasting, outstanding warranty and road hazard protection. Get your Hercules tires at any of the four Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros locations. Or use the Tire Finder online at edwhiteheadstirepros.com to choose the perfect tire. Pay online and schedule your installation appointment. Free pickup and drop off for a hassle-free experience. Guaranteed.
The memories and the music of Roy Orbison are back. The Lonely, celebrating the music of Roy Orbison, including hits of the Traveling Wilburys and Everly Brothers, is coming to the Yuma Civic Center February 27th. All of your favorites, Oh Pretty Woman, Dream Baby, You Got It, Crying, and so many more of the legendary music that takes you back. Tickets are on sale now for this concert event February 27th at the Yuma Civic Center. The Lonely delivers a sensitive and dynamic tribute to the one and only Roy Orbison, plus the hits of the Traveling Wilburys and the Everly Brothers. The Lonely approaches music with a humble spirit and sincere desire to recreate the sounds and feel of the original recordings. It's only $50 for VIP seating and $35 for general admission. This show is a must-see and will sell out quickly, so get your tickets now for The Lonely. Tickets are available at the Yuma Civic Center, Parks and Rec Counter at City Hall, and the historic Yuma Theater. Or go online and get your tickets now at yumashowtickets.com. Produced by Rocket Boy Entertainment of America.
Pretty woman, look my way.
Hi, it's Steve Mann. Have you heard the commercials for the Mark Patrick Stop Smoking Seminars? And they said only $49.99 and it could work for you. So I thought, that's not even a week's worth of smoking. So I went. And guess what? It did work for me. You know, my friends and family are still amazed. I quit smoking. I didn't have cravings, anxiety, or weight gain. Listen, I don't know how it works, but I know it works because I'm living proof and it's 100% guaranteed. So what do you got to lose? I'll tell you what you got to lose. A very bad habit.
Join Mark Patrick Seminars and stop smoking now. Without cravings, irritability, weight gain, or your money back, only $49.99 guaranteed. Hypnosis designed to work without anxiety, irritability, or weight gain for only $49.99. Become a non-smoker. That's right. Seminar Thursday, January 16th at the Holiday Inn Express and Suites Hotel in Yuma from 8 to 10 p.m. Registration starts at 7:30. Weight loss seminar starts at 5:30 and stop smoking at 8 p.m.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. In studio, we have the court-appointed special advocates. We have Sandy Garrison, who is the CASA coordinator here in Yuma County. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
And we have Brooke Adams-Ferguson, who is president of Yuma Council for CASA. Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning.
So the Yuma County court-appointed special advocates, Sandy, so you work under the auspices of the court system, Yuma County. So in essence, who's your boss?
Oh, yeah, at this, directly my boss is, I don't know if he wants me to say his name, is at the juvenile court system.
Okay.
We are, however, we all work under the Supreme Court, Arizona Supreme Court. AOC, that's who drives our policy, drives our plans, what we need to do, how we do it. So we are a very small program within the juvenile court system. And there's only 2.5 of us, and believe it or not, I'm the half. but we have 50, give or take, volunteers, which we need a lot more, and I know we're going to get into that. But then every county has one of us, has a group of us, and we're all supervised under the juvenile court system, under the presiding judge, which right now is Judge Catherine Stocking Tate.
Okay.
So, although our CASA's work for both judges, but she's the presiding one.
So what's it take to be a good volunteer? Just love kids or just... Because it takes a special place, because you're going to see kids sometimes at the worst day of their life.
Exactly. Every child you'll see has had trauma. Rather, it's true what happened or not, the trauma of being removed from their family is huge. And sometimes we forget that part of it. This is not a volunteer job for the weak at heart. You're not going to take children home with you. The bottom line is you do have to write a court report. So you do need to be able to tactfully gather information. You need to be able to support the child. The nuts and bolts are, you've got to have a clean background check. We're going to run you through state, national, FBI. We do all that. They also do a polygraph, which kind of shocked me. But I survived.
You had your hand on the electrodes that shocked you?
That I had to.
Okay. Trying to get some clarity.
Because I'd been in human services for 28 years, and I never had to do that. So that was amazing. I always had to have a fingerprint clearance, but it wasn't that next step. So that really meant a lot to me, and I get that it's because we're volunteers and we're going, like you said, to see these kids on probably the worst day of their life.
But I love the extra security features, because that way any child in foster care in the system is being taken care of by someone who has been triple vetted. The right people are taking care of this.
Exactly. You need to be able to have time. We usually say anywhere from 5 to 20 hours a month, which if you're a volunteer doing anything, that's nothing.
Right.
I started out volunteering this on top of something else I already did, because it really wasn't a lot of time. And it just depends on the case as to how much time you need. So it's that, the background checks, you have to be savvy on the computer, which we will definitely help you with, but some of us who are older struggle with.
We've talked about that off the air.
Exactly.
So if I want to volunteer, do I call? Do I send an email? How do I volunteer?
There's two ways, actually. You can go to our website, which is CASA of Yuma County.
Okay.
And there's a link that says volunteer. You just click on that. They'll give you some information, and then there's a link to click. We have to have an application.
So is it casaofyumacounty.gov.org.mil?
I'm thinking .org.
Okay. We can double check that.
But
later.
I will check that. Did you bring
Russ
me up?
Clark is giving it to me without my glasses on. It looks like .com? .org. Okay.
Thank you.
That's a good guess. The teamwork here in the studio this morning. Thank you, Russ.
And then always you can call us at 928-314-1830. And there's usually always someone in the office, 8 to 5. And we can talk to you more about it, chit-chat, which is what we do best, and see if it's something you're interested in, then guide you through start you on the application.
Sandy, give me the phone number again, please.
314-1830.
1830.
And you don't have to have experience.
No, it's all good.
And there's
good.
A lot
Thank
of training
you.
That goes on, so you can be a citizen who wants to help, but you don't need to have past experience in it.
Absolutely, as you had said, just a passion for wanting to help the children in our community.
No experience means I qualify. Yeah. We all qualify with no experience, except for, again, passion for wanting to make sure that you can change a child's life or change their trajectory one way or another.
That's true, and one of the slogans right now is change a child's story.
Okay.
That's what we're trying to do. You know, in the beginning on one of my cases, I was so sure that it had to go one direction. But as I worked with these kids and the family, and we don't spend a lot of time because they have all these other people doing that. But when it came time to say goodbye, I was ready. And people are like, oh, I could never do that because I could never say goodbye. You know what? You work towards that. And all of a sudden, it's like, this is where they need to be. Here we go.
You work towards that goodbye.
Whatever
it
is.
They're ready.
Yep. Permanent home is what we're hoping for, whatever that may be.
So You talked about your aha moment, Brooke. What was your aha moment, Sandy? There had to be something, again, I can't name names, but something propelled you to say, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life.
Well, unfortunately, many, 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 many years ago, I was in a different county, and I'm like, gee, I need to do that. And actually, back then, they were called CPS. And one of the workers said, you know, you would be so good at this because I know resources in the area. Then when I moved here, I got a little busy because I had a job that kept me too busy, which now I know I would not have been too busy. That is part of the misnomer, is that, you know, depending on what kind of flexibility you can have during the day, you can work and do this too. It's not just for retired folks. However, I was retired, and I was just working at home doing a few things. And I don't know, I was cruising the internet. So I looked at that, and I went, I think this is what I'm supposed to do. After all these years, this is what I'm supposed to do. So I put in for it and went through the process, which I thought they were dragging their feet. And then I sat down with them, and you read cases to see potentially, because you kind of ask what age group.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because my background was in early childhood, I assumed I would want a little one, and I started with teenagers.
Oh, my.
But at that point, I'm like, you know what, I think I can do this. And when I introduced myself to these two kids, and one girl said, what do you mean you're retired? Now you're here with us? That was my aha
yep.
moment.
You're not retired.
It's that I chose
right.
to be there.
So how great is the need in Yuma County? Do we have more kids in the system than Maricopa? I mean, how does that stack up? I mean, is the need great?
Well, yes, our need is great, but
okay.
no one has more than Maricopa.
Okay.
I mean, that's just numbers.
The giant of Arizona, right.
But percentage-wise, we have in the last year or so, I would say, we've gone from about helping, servicing, whatever you want to call it, 24-25% up to about the middle 30% children. That's it.
What's the baseline? When you throw a number like that, what's the baseline? 30% of?
Of the children in foster care.
Oh my,
it's
okay.
not enough. It is not enough. And some of them don't need us because they're just going through a phase and they'll be in and out of the court system before they need us. But the reality is there's a lot out there. Our numbers here have gone down. We always keep Brooke and our council apprised of the numbers and how many volunteers we have. Right now, the total as of a week or so ago, in Yuma County, there was 225 children in foster care, and CASA was working with 126 of them. So we're
almost 50%.
We're getting there. We're getting there. We're cruising up there.
I'm bad at math, but that sounds like almost half.
It comes and goes, ebbs and flows, as so do our volunteers. We were up to 50-ish, and now we're down to 44-ish, because life happens, and we get that. But usually when folks leave, they leave after a case.
Okay.
They say, I'm done, I've done this for X, you know, and I'm ready to move on to something else.
Okay. Because it takes a special person to volunteer in that process, or someone who just says, you know what, I can drown out the white noise and leave some of the emotion at home, which has to be part of the process, I would imagine,
yep.
leave some of that emotion at home, because you can get wrapped up and suddenly, I want to take this child home, I want to take care of him forever. That's the hard part.
Yeah. It is. It truly is. And quite a few people who start the process think that's where they're going to be. But you take that passion and you make sure that where they're at is the best place for them to be.
Okay.
That the foster home they're in or the family they're with, that is the best outcome for them at this moment. And then you get to spend going through that with them, making sure it's the best, making sure they get to stay in their school that they were in. You know, that's a lot more trauma too when we have to move them. Foster parents are spread out everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They're not always right next door. So we get kiddos sometimes that have to change schools.
I want to talk about how important the relationship is with you and the parent after the break, if that's okay. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
Hi, it's Steve Mann. Have you heard the commercials for the Mark Patrick Stop Smoking Seminars? And they said only $49.99 and it could work for you. So I thought, that's not even a week's worth of smoking. So I went. And guess what? It did work for me. You know, my friends and family are still amazed. I quit smoking. I didn't have cravings, anxiety, or weight gain. Listen, I don't know how it works, but I know it works because I'm living proof and it's 100% guaranteed. So what do you got to lose? I'll tell you what you got to lose. A very bad habit.
Join Mark Patrick Seminars and stop smoking now without cravings, irritability, weight gain, or your money back, only $49.99 guaranteed. Hypnosis designed to work without anxiety, irritability, or weight gain for only $49.99. Become a non-smoker. That's right. Seminar Thursday, January 16th at the Holiday Inn Express and Suites Hotel in Yuma from 8 to 10 p.m. Registration starts at 7:30. Weight loss seminar starts at 5:30 and stop smoking at 8 p.m.
Contest rules for all giveaways and contests on 560 KBLU can be viewed and downloaded at our website, KBLUAM.com.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and the home of Yuma's coolest indoor shooting range right next door. So you can shop and shoot in air-conditioned comfort. You can try before you buy, sight in your favorite firearm, or hone your skills. And the best part is, the Sprague's pros are right there to answer any questions or help you in any way. And of course, take your best shot with Federal Premium Ammunition. Since 1921, Federal Premium Ammunition has been a part of America's hunting and shooting landscape. Make every shot count with Federal Premium Ammunition. And don't forget, the used gun sale continues all week long. We're talking used rifles, shotguns, pistols, and much more. Selection changes all the time, so you never know what you're going to find. It's all good fun, the used gun sale. So a quick recap, the range is open. Don't forget the Federal Premium Ammunition, and the used gun sale continues through the week. And of course, there's only one place this could all be happening, at Sprague Sports, Yuma's Hunting and Shooting Headquarters, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's Hunting and Shooting Headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Good morning, I'm Aziza Schuler with your KYMA News 11 update. One person is still recovering after he was shot just steps away from his home. The El Centro Police Department is now asking the public for help in locating the three suspects involved in the shooting. The suspects were last seen driving a dark-colored Nissan Altima. And there is a critical need for more blood donors as the state of Arizona faces a critical blood shortage. Vitalant reported that Arizona has less than 2 days of blood supply of O negative and O positive blood. The Yuma Regional Medical Center is feeling the effects of the shortage, and there are several types of patients who are in need. Vitalant has many events where people can donate blood, including at schools and churches. They encourage everyone to donate, and if you're interested in donating blood at the Vitalant event on the 15th, visit our website, kyma.com, for more information. Thank you for watching KYMA News 11. We will see you right back here for more news.
Back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU in studio, we have Sandy Garrison, who is the court-appointed special advocates coordinator here in Yuma County. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
And Brooke Adams-Ferguson, who is the president of Yuma Council for CASA, a 501c3 nonprofit that helps out the Yuma Council for CASA. Good morning, Brooke.
Hello.
I love it. So, busy, busy time in the chamber world in January and February. I have several announcements I get to do at the bottom of the hour of Chamber Chatter. Good Morning Yuma is tomorrow morning, Thursday. That's at 6:30 a.m. at the Pivot Point Conference Center. $25 for non-members, $15 for members. This is going to be a very well worth your time program. Get up at the crack of dark. We've got Marina DeWitt, who is the Small Business Advocate of the Small Business Administration. She'll be here giving a presentation to the members at the breakfast. The event is sponsored by Yuma Regional Medical Center, YMC, great sponsors, great partners of the chamber, but tomorrow's event is going to be terrific, and Marina has offered to do a roundtable, more one-on-one stuff after the breakfast. If you have specific questions regarding banking or small business or ag or anything related to real estate, those things that the federal government loves to bug you about, Marina wants to take that information back to D.C. and kind of move the needle for you. So that's tomorrow morning at the Pivot Point, 6:30. Get there early. Parking this time of year can be a challenge. Again, open to the public. We welcome everyone to all of our events. This membership has its privileges. Members pay a few bucks less. The Yuma County Chamber of Commerce's annual awards and installation dinner, that's going to be on Friday night, January 17th at Arizona Western College. Starts at 6 o'clock. It's tickets are 50 bucks. You'll call the Chamber of Commerce for a ticket. Go to Eventbrite. We're pretty much sold out of table sponsorships. We'll find you some room, but we're kind of I love that this community, they support the Chamber very well. So we have over 40 table sponsorships so far, but tickets are still available. We're celebrating the Chamber's 115th birthday. The Gadsden Marching Band will be performing for us before the event from 5:30 to 6:15. I think the Gadsden Marching Band for me was one of those, I want to get somebody amazing for my annual dinner, and you don't get much better than the Gadsden Marching Band. Again, go to Eventbrite or call the Chamber office, 782-2567 for tickets. That's January 17th. Governor Doug Ducey will be in town on Tuesday, January 21st, delivering his State of the State address, Yuma County style. He does this every year. The Chamber is just so privileged and honored to host that for the governor and his staff. It's a luncheon at 11:30 at Arizona Western College. Tickets are $25. You'll call the Chamber. Again, this is not a money grab. We don't make a profit off of our elected officials. The governor loves coming to Yuma. He loves the fact that we just get together and communicate, cooperate, collaborate, and his staff loves coming to Arizona Western College. They love the layout. So again, that's January 21, 11:30, $25 for a luncheon. It's great food there at Arizona Western College. April Hale and her team do a great job. So again, you want to come down for that. The monthly mixer of the Chamber. This is going to be a terrific one. That's the next day, January 22nd, Wednesday. Our mixers are the fourth Wednesday of the month. We'll be at Juliana's Patio Cafe. That starts at 5:30. Members pay $5. Non-members pay $15. Again, a great venue. Lots of fun. It's going to be a great mixer. And we get to honor our member of the month, which is the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area is our member of the month. And if you're still writing down dates, Yuma's Military Appreciation Day, produced by the Chamber's Military Affairs Committee, be on Main Street, March 21. Nonprofits, your booth cost is zero. Zero cost to any nonprofit. For-profit businesses, your booth is $100. We promote it like crazy. It's really a great celebration of Arizona's most patriotic city, which is Yuma. And that is on March 21, the week after the air show. Whew. Okay. Back to Yuma Council for CASA. How important is the relationship between your office and the foster parent? How critical is that?
Well, actually, the CASA is set up to work with the foster parent because we're all trying to meet the needs of the child. A lot of foster parents, and actually here in this area, we have what they call is a lot of kinship care,
okay,
which could be a neighbor, it could be a grandma, it could be an aunt, an uncle. They don't go through the same training as a foster parent does, so they need a little extra help. We try and educate them on what CASA is and what we do and why we're one more person coming into the home. Sometimes that can be pretty frustrating, but when they understand that role, it seems to work better.
So I want to be kind of clear. If I'm a parent and I have children of my own and I take on a foster child, it's a different dynamic than a grandma suddenly taking care of a seven-year-old.
Absolutely.
How do you help in that endeavor, Sandy?
Well, we will still work with that child.
Okay.
The thing that we usually do is we lean on our counterpart here to help with all the any necessities that come up.
So the Yuma Council for CASA, the nonprofit organization, might step in. Let's say the grandparent says, I didn't know I need to, you know, have school clothes. They just don't know what they don't know. Is that where you step in, Brooke?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Walk me through that process, if you could.
Anyone in the foster care, the CASA, DCS, family services, they send us a request. The board reviews it, votes on it, and then we are able to fund the money. Right now, it's a lot of clothing, thousands of dollars in clothing. Unfortunately, the kids sometimes come in just diaper, underwear, pajamas. And with school, they don't have any clothes. Pajamas, nothing.
Walk me through that one. So they are in foster care, and they just have the clothes in the back, and that's it?
Correct. And they're lucky if they have a trash bag with extra clothes in it.
So if you want to help out, and if you want to donate to the Yuma Council for CASA, okay, because that's different, give Brooke a call at 928-246-3034. It's amazing. I mean, you need toys, clothing.
Shampoo, toothpaste, personal items, hygiene items. It's sad that they will come with nothing, and especially in the kinship situation. If a grandma just steps up, you know, one day they don't have any grandchildren, the next day they have grandchildren in their home, and they're not prepared. They don't have bedding. They don't have dressers. They just have a heart that wants to help the child. So we're able to step in to help them with the funds.
And so you're saying, so if it's a kinship deal, I don't go through the same training or / vetting process as a foster parent would go through. Is that correct?
Well, I believe they do the vetting, okay, because I know they do background checks. Okay. And on every adult over 18 in the home, that part of it I know they do. But all the rest of the training that a foster parent gets and support, that's the other end. They have all these support groups for them. It's not the same, and I understand why we do kinship, because we'd like the child to stay with family. I get that, but sometimes there's little things that miss. So when we as CASA go out, and sometimes it's like pulling teeth because they don't know, like you said, what they don't know. And then finally, when you're talking, you find out, well, they go to a school that has uniforms, which I think is every school here now. Uh-oh, we have to get uniforms. We can't get a hold of wherever their clothes were last. So we call the council, we do our little sheet paperwork thing, tell them this is what I think we need, and they work on getting that for us.
And the financial dynamics of kinship versus foster care is what?
What they're paid is significantly different.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And also, from my point of view, parenting a 12-year-old in 2020 is altogether different than parenting a 12-year-old in 1970.
Absolutely.
I mean, I didn't master that one very well back in the 70s. I couldn't imagine having to try to master it in 2020 with all the electronics and that sort of thing. That's got to be a huge lift.
It is. There's a lot that I guess I didn't think about as I was raising my children, because they were kind of going through it as it was being developed. But now you have 12, 13, 14-year-olds that want to have a cell phone, which everyone else does.
Right.
But whatever reason they're in foster care, they may not be able to have one, mm-hmm, just because they're trying to protect them from whatever got them there. And trying to, you know what it's like to try and work with a teenager and a preteen, mm-hmm, trying to explain that to them. And that falls on foster parents, that falls on kinship. And then we, as CASAs, will probably, you know, talk about it too, just so that they understand that we are wrapping around them. But you're right, it's a different lifestyle.
It's a different world altogether. And go ahead.
Especially with the technology in school now. They have iPads. Everything's electronic. There aren't textbooks now. So anyone coming in who hasn't had a child in the system already, it's hard for them.
And so the Yuma Council for CASA would step up, and maybe I need an iPad, maybe I need something. Is that where you guys step in as well?
Well, we wouldn't necessarily buy an iPad for them because they check them out from school.
Got it.
But at least we are providing assistance for the CASA to be able to train the kids, train the foster parents on how to check them out, how to use them even.
I had one little kiddo, a kindergartner, that somehow lost his cord, they wanted to find, which I get that. So we had to go to them and say, hey, can you help us pay this little fine? And they did, of course.
What you do is heroic, Brooke. I mean, you don't have spandex and a cape. What you do is heroic. I want to talk about fundraising events after the break, if that's okay. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM K.
Hi, it's Steve Mann. Have you heard the commercials for the Mark Patrick Stop Smoking Seminars? And they said only $49.99, and it could work for you. So I thought, that's not even a week's worth of smoking. So I went, and guess what? It did work for me. You know, my friends and family are still amazed. I quit smoking. I didn't have cravings, anxiety, or weight gain. Listen, I don't know how it works, but I know it works because I'm living proof, and it's 100% guaranteed. So what do you got to lose? I'll tell you what you got to lose. A very bad habit.
Join Mark Patrick Seminars and stop smoking now without cravings, irritability, weight gain, or your money back, only $49.99 guaranteed. Hypnosis designed to work without anxiety, irritability, or weight gain for only $49.99. Become a non-smoker. That's right. Seminar Thursday, January 16th at the Holiday Inn Express and Suites Hotel in Yuma from 8 to 10 p.m. Registration starts at 7:30. Weight loss seminar starts at 5:30 and stop smoking at 8 p.m.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and the home of Yuma's coolest indoor shooting range right next door. So you can shop and shoot in air-conditioned comfort. You can try before you buy, sight in your favorite firearm, or hone your skills. And the best part is, the Sprague's pros are right there to answer any questions or help you in any way. And of course, take your best shot with Federal Premium Ammunition. Since 1921, Federal Premium Ammunition has been a part of America's hunting and shooting landscape. Make every shot count with Federal Premium Ammunition. And don't forget, the used gun sale continues all week long. We're talking used rifles, shotguns, pistols, and much more. Selection changes all the time, so you never know what you're going to find. It's all good fun, the used gun sale. So a quick recap, the range is open. Don't forget the Federal Premium Ammunition, and the used gun sale continues through the week. And of course, there's only one place this could all be happening, at Sprague Sports. Yuma's Hunting and Shooting Headquarters, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
This is what most people's heart rate sounds like when they're getting their taxes done. And this is what it sounds like when you file at H&R Block. Because they've got upfront transparent pricing, so you'll know the price before you begin. And that is my stomach demanding tacos. Upfront transparent pricing. Just another way it's better with Block.
This is Janet Rosenau from your locally owned H&R Block offices in the Yuma area, where you always know the price before you begin. Come in today.
At Nationwide Vision, you can get two pairs of eyeglasses for just $99.99, including no-line bifocals. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com to schedule your appointment today. Nationwide Vision.
Today's Chamber Chatter brought to you by Nationwide Vision Centers, serving Arizona for over 30 years with 85 offices across Arizona. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE to schedule your next appointment.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Man, that is really scary. Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. healthiq.com/easy.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. In studio, we have Sandy Garrison, who is the CASA coordinator here in Yuma County. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
And we have Brooke Adams-Ferguson, president of the Yuma Council for CASA. Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning.
I almost introduced you as Scott Bruce because I've got the notes there, and Scott Bruce is not in the studio with us. Brooke, I want to give you some time to talk about some of the events and some of the fundraising things you're going to be doing here in the next couple of months, because it's very important for folks to understand how they can help change young people's lives. I call it, changing trajectory. Sandy, you called it changing
lives.
Changing lives is what we do. So please, Brooke, give us a rundown of some of the ways we can help out the Yuma Council for CASA.
Sure. We will be having a couple of booths February 1st at the Men's Expo. You can buy, first of all, we are going to have Scott Bruce come.
Yes.
On March 13th. It will be at the Civic Center. Doors open at 6, concerts at 7. It is a annual event that he has been coming for to Yuma to help the kids for free.
Here's a guy. I got asked to emcee this event. This will be my 10th year. And I thought, oh, no, Elvis, please, not Elvis. I knew every word to every song. And Scott Bruce, he comes here free of charge. He is not an Elvis impersonator. He does Elvis for a living at Disneyland. Charming, engaging, friendly, fun. He'll walk you through Elvis's life. He talks about the king. And what I love about Scott, what he does for Elvis, this is not the overblown jumpsuit Vegas Elvis. This is the young, friendly, fun Elvis that we all grew up with and my sisters went crazy for, my older sisters, by the way. But if you want a fun, engaging, charming evening out, to me, this is the best event of the winter season. It truly is. March 13th at the Civic Center. How do I get tickets for that? Is there a way to get tickets for that yet?
Ticket Sage.
Okay.
To the Yuma Civic Center. Also, we will be at the Men's Expo on February 1st and at the Rodeo February 7th through 9th.
Nice. Nice. And this is all ways to let folks know how they can help out and how they can donate sneakers, underwear, socks, toys, games, whatever.
Absolutely.
Okay. What's the biggest demand other than cash?
From the
kids, yeah.
Kids, clothing. A lot of clothing. Again, I mean, they come in pajamas, underwear, socks.
So if we donate you gift cards to Walmart or Kohl's or Penny's, things like that, that's acceptable?
Absolutely.
Okay, because if I go buy it for a 10-year-old, it'll be the wrong thing. I guarantee I will buy the wrong thing. Leave it to the experts.
Absolutely.
Okay. The Scott Bruce concert, March 13th, and not only is there a great event, Scott, just again, charming and engaging. He's been doing this for 15 years. Loves the CASA program. Actually is tied to Yuma in a very personal way. But if you were looking for an evening of just wonderful engagement, great storytelling, he walks you through the Elvis movies. He walks you through Elvis's gospel years. It's a great tribute. It's not an impersonator deal. It's really a fun, fun, fun night. And again, helping the Yuma Council for CASA is a huge benefit. Great show. Again, I'd love to fill the Yuma room. I'd figure out how to do that down the road, but I'm looking forward to that on Friday, March 13th at the Yuma Civic Center. Any more notes in front of you before we go? Okay. Sandy, you have a few notes as well? We want to get a few things.
Well, I think I've covered everything. I just want to say that we're going to be sharing the booth with the council. And so if you want to come out and just ask more about being a CASA, we're going to have some of our volunteers there. It's so great to talk to them because they'll tell you what it's like. We're hoping to gather enough information, enough folks, to have an informational class at the end of March. So we're all leading up to all these things going on over the next couple of months. So we're just on a big push. As we said, we don't have enough volunteers as is. And some of the stats I just wanted to throw out, kids with CASAs tend to receive more services, which we know that because there's people looking. They're half as likely to re-enter foster care. Well, that's because there's someone else helping all these professionals to find a permanent place for this child. And they usually spend less time in foster care. So that's some really good reasons right there to volunteer.
So those are all the definitions of being an advocate. I mean,
exactly.
All the things that you do, not only a soft landing, but it gives them a place to turn.
Right.
Where in other cases, they may not have any place to turn.
True.
And then when we need heroes, we call Brooke.
Mm-hmm.
and Yuma Council for CASA. So are you looking for volunteers too, Brooke?
Always.
Yuma Council for CASA?
Yes. We are a board that meets once a month
So if you aren't able to give a lot of time but want to still contribute, we're always looking for board members.
Okay.
And for the events as well.
And the event, leading up to the event, do you need raffle prizes and things like that leading up to this?
That would be fantastic.
Okay.
We're always looking for sponsors, raffle. We do have a raffle, so that would be much appreciated.
The cool thing at the Scott Bruce concert, too, please come in uniform. Please come. There's such a fun event. People come dressed as Elvis or in their poodle skirts. The costume contest is a blast. That's a lot of fun. We do a lot of things at intermission to keep the audience engaged. We do a dance contest, so, you know, dust off the Watusi and the twist and all those things. It's really a lot of fun. And again, it's so engaging. It's not one of those stoic sit back and be entertained. You are part of the show. You can come to the Scott Bruce concert, Tribute to the King, March 13th at the Civic Center. Again, ever since Scott and his band, they donate their time. That's huge. In this day and age, to have a band come to Yuma from Southern California.
All over the world.
All over. Really?
Yes. They travel all over the world and come for our event.
They're great guys. Everyone, they're great guys. The bass player, the drummer, all of them, they're terrific people. And again, they're just like me and you. They just want to help kids. And it's a great event. You want to come to that March 13th at the Civic Center. The Council for CASA, you looking for more board members, you said? How do I get a hold of you for that? Same phone number?
Same phone number.
You want to help out?
928-246-3034.
And that's to get a hold of Sandy and find out more about the court-appointed special advocates. That's casaofyumacounty.org. And there's a volunteer drop down to help out, things like that. And again, just normal people. And it could be 5 hours a month. It could be 5 hours every 2 months. Just help where you can, when you can, to change a child's life and change the outcome or change their trajectory. It's pretty special stuff.
Yep.
Can't name names. Can't name names. You told a great story, Brooke, about the one that wanted to go to college and she's doing some great things. I need your inspirational story, Sandy. Someone that really made a difference for you.
Well, I can't narrow it to one. as a volunteer, I guess the realization, it's kind of sad, but the realization that a 10-year-old realized that mom needed to do things in order for him to go home. And he was able to tell me that, and I was able to tell the judge that, to say, here's what this kiddo wants me to tell you. And that's what we are, the voice for the child. And that was huge for him to realize that. All of us adults knew that, but when I said, what do you want me to tell the judge? Because he's old enough and he understands. And for him to say that, that was huge. And he was right. And it was about 6 months later, mom got it all together and they are back together and doing well.
So your job, in essence, truly is to get kids out of foster care.
Absolutely. Wherever that may be, reunification or guardianship or adoption, the whole point is permanent. We want them in a permanent home.
But the realization to have the wherewithal, a 10-year-old have the wherewithal, knowing what had to happen, that's pretty amazing.
It was. It was. And we knew he was a smart kiddo, but that just took my breath away. The judge was surprised.
I want to thank you both for being with Chamber Chatter this morning. Again, casaofyumacounty.org. Give them a call, 314-1830, 314-1830 to help out. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on KBLU 560 AM. Have a great Wednesday. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the one-hour air conditioning and heating studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.